we should probably start okay, with item number one on the agenda, which is confirmation of the I don't know why we do this, but anyway, confirmation of approval of minutes. Oh, do you want to, do we need to start the recording, Gary?
I think it's started anyway.
Okay, excellent. Well, everyone can hear me asking questions then. Confirmation of approval of minutes and actions from the Council call of 5th of November. Do we have any outstanding actions, Gabby?
Well, yes, kind of. Action 3501, the chairman to discuss the composition of the GAC working group with Keith Davidson.
Yeah.
It's outstanding because Keith was ill, right?
Yeah, Keith's been sick, so he's promised to get back to us on the weekend with his... he's going to do two things. He's going to work out some alternates on the GAC liaison working group, and he's also going to contact Yanis and clarify who on the GAC is actually on the working group. Who just joined?
Becky.
Hi, Becky. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Or good evening, or whatever time it is.
Yeah, just g'day. G'day.
G'day.
All you need to say. Okay, well, on that basis, I think if that's the only outstanding item, Gabby, then we can confirm the last minutes and move on. Item number two is welcome to Rudy. Welcome, Rudy. And Olga, who's not here, but we can still welcome her. So it's great to have two new observers, one from the GNSO and the ALAC. That's excellent. Item number three is resolution on amending the resolution. But could you just explain what we need to do, if anything, in respect to
I think this was, yeah, thank you, Chris. The problem was, say, in I think the resolution as recorded from the Cairo Council meeting doesn't include the conditioned except under the special circumstances. So what
extraordinary
needs to be,
circumstances.
Yeah, extraordinary circumstances. So what needs to be done is that, say, the resolution as recorded needs to be updated to, say, what was actually voted upon, and that was the inclusion of this phrase of except under extraordinary circumstances. That's all.
So basically what we're saying is that you can choose your region and you can't change it again for another 5 years except under extraordinary circumstances.
Yeah, and that was the resolution that say that needs to be included now, and I think in my view there is no need for further action from the council.
Okay.
I just want to add that everyone should ignore what I wrote, all the rambling there, because I misunderstood completely. So
okay. So
just
we do need to amend the guidelines though, don't we?
No, you don't need to amend the guidelines. It needs to be updated to what you've agreed upon.
What we agreed,
yeah. So that's, from my perspective, that was point number three.
Okay, so we should probably send a note to Dave Archibald just to tell him that he can now choose his region.
Yeah.
And see if he does.
I've done that.
All right, because he may have decided it's all too late now, he can't be bothered anymore.
Well, it hasn't yet, but
5 years to get to this point. Okay, let's move on to something more substantive. We have three jobs to do in respect to committees and working groups. The first one is the ICANN-wide working group on geographic regions. The second one is the Strat and Operational Planning Committee, and the third one is the GNSO Council Observer. Now, in respect to the community-wide working group on geographic regions, we don't have any requirements to have elections or anything. So we can make a decision. So we have two candidates for that. One is Vika Sain from South Africa and Fais Atanye from Jordan. I note that Fayed has also nominated himself under the Strategic and Operational Planning Committee, but my view is that in respect to the Geographic Regions Working Group, it would be very useful for us to have members of that working group who come from regions where, or come from areas where geographic regional designation is relevant. Now, Dave Archibald is obviously on that because we decided that he should be, because he led the whole debate on this particular issue. And it seems to me that given that Fayed is from Jordan and Jordan is in the Arabic region, and that is a region that is obviously going to be concerned and interested in a discussion about a possible recasting of the ICANN region, that it may be sensible for us to nominate him rather than Vicar, on the basis that South Africa is in the African region, and as far as I'm aware, there isn't really any specific African concern in respect to regions. What do others think?
I'm in agreement with your position on that.
Okay.
That makes sense, Chris.
Yeah. So if no one objects, I think it would be good. I mean, it's fantastic to have a new face and somebody coming into our work from the Arabic region. So I think we should nominate Fayed. I don't know how to say it, Fayed. So we should probably find out how to say it, Gabby. But leaving that aside, can we take that's okay unless anyone objects?
Yep. I agree.
Fantastic.
That sounds good.
All right.
Okay.
Gabby, would you do two things? Would you notify Fayed that we've nominated him, and could you also do an email to whoever it's supposed to go to say that our representatives will be Dave and Fayed?
Yeah, that's the item board.
Is it? Okay, cool. Thank you. Excellent. So that takes us to 4.2, which is the Strategic and Operational Planning Committee. Now, for this, we have three candidates. Oh, sorry, we need three people, rather. Although that is our choice, and we could change it if we wanted to. We have two nominees from regional organisations, Eric Uriati from LAC-TLD and Peter Van Roster from Centre. But my understanding is that actually our resolution was that they should be members.
They should be associated with CCTLD managers, the candidates, or the members of the committee. Yeah.
Which Eric and Peter aren't.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you ignore, just for the sake of discussion, can I just check if we have more than we actually have to have a vote on this? Do we?
The council. No, you don't need to have a vote. That is something for the council. But this is appointment by the CCNSO council.
Right. So how many
people are we going to appoint?
Well, it's up to us, Dottie, because it's our planning committee. We said three, but there's nothing to stop us from changing that if we want to, and increasing it.
And are these same people going to work on the budget, or will the budget be different? I'd like to work on the budget.
Yeah, but you always say that. I think effectively it's, I don't know, I guess I think it's part of the same thing, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
The two are generally intertwined, and so
they should be.
They are, but we haven't always had the same people doing this.
No, but that
job.
Was...
Yeah.
But that's a change, say, if you look at the... This is a result of the whole, of the guideline adopted in Cairo.
Yeah. If we look at who we've got who put their name forward, we've got Fayed, who we can say no because we've put him on the geographic region. We've got Eric and Peter, who under our current resolution can't because they're not representing a CCTLD. So that leaves us with Leslie, Byron, Palos, and Oscar. Oscar, are you comfortable with the time that's needed?
I'm sorry?
Are you comfortable with the time that's needed? I know you're... I mean, we're all very busy, but are you okay with putting in the time that's necessary to be involved in this?
Yes, I was feeling responsible to launch this issue, and I was trying to be part of that working group, but I was telling Eric that I had no problem to not be part of this group if that was the his preference. But we come up with the decision that we should wait to hear the opinion of the council, and after that we will make a decision.
Well, I'd suggest that given that we have Leslie Byron, you, and Paolo, but there's actually no reason why we can't just make it four people.
I agree, Chris, and I also would like to say, based on my experience of the participation working group, that the more people you have actually doesn't make a huge difference. What does make the difference is whether you've got people who are interested and passionate about the issues that you're meant to be doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, does everyone agree that we could form this committee with the volunteers, Leslie and Byron and Paulus and Oscar and...
Chris, can I just ask you something? Doesn't it look weird that we don't include Fahid then, but we exclude him but extend it to another council member?
Well, I don't really think so. I mean, given that we've got him on another working group, I don't have a problem. Look, frankly, if there were six people, it wouldn't really worry me. I don't even mind if we actually don't, if we put everyone on, quite frankly.
I'm just worried that it might look a little bit exclusive if there only are council members on the committee.
Yeah.
I think you're right, and I agree with your sentiment, Chris, actually. It doesn't matter the number of people on the group. The important thing is people who are interested in this particular issue.
Right. Well, then in that case, why don't we resolve to make whatever changes need to be made to our previous resolution in respect to the committee?
Oh, it doesn't matter. It is, put it this way, it's a guideline as it is a guideline. You can deviate from it for whatever reason.
Okay. Well, on that basis, then I'd be comfortable in putting all of the people who've expressed an interest onto the committee. If everyone else
would that include? Would that include Peter?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, if we're going to do it, we might as well do it. I mean, if people are interested, then it seems to me to be ridiculous to and I think that there's a very good reason for doing so to not do so.
I
agree.
Yeah, and Eric Iriata as well, but maybe that's something for Oscar and Eric to sort out?
No, I think if they're happy to do it, I don't see any problem with that. I think all of the people whose names are on this list have put their names forward and said they're interested in doing it, so I'm comfortable to just to say, okay, let's have a committee of six.
Okay.
And let's do that. I guess the way that we would do it then is to formally form the committee and then have the committee go away and decide who's going to chair it and et cetera,
yep.
et cetera. Is that basically right, Bart?
Yep.
Okay. Anyone have a problem with that?
No, it sounds great.
And Dottie, I think that the committee itself can reach out to anyone who's interested in putting input in any specific area, such as the budget. So I think that works.
That's really okay, because the fact of the matter is that no matter what we say about the budget, nothing ever changes. We don't wield power with the budget. I mean, I didn't want to be recorded saying that, but it's true.
if you get the strategic plan right, then the budget should fall out of that.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Gabby, could you send a note to everyone and say we've decided that they're all on the committee? And, Gabby, could you organise a conference call for that committee at a time reasonably soon that suits everybody so that they can decide who's going to chair it and et cetera, et cetera?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And set up a mailing list for the committee?
Yeah.
and make sure that you're on it and Bart's on it, and you should probably put me on it as well.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. That's okay with everyone?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yep.
So that brings us to the last one, which is a GNSO Council Observer. I don't know anything about either of these people. Olivier, you know Pierre, presumably?
Yeah, Pierre, he was very active and since the Paris meeting. So I think everybody knows him now. And he is very volunteer to participate to this group. And to let you know, for AFNIC, he is dealing with GTLD and GNSO issues, so he is very qualified in this area. And I don't want to be too much pushing for having him as a council observer for the GNSO, but is really, I think, the right person. I don't know very much about Alioune, so I will, but yeah.
Okay.
Nothing more to say.
We will talk about travel funding and stuff in a little while, but Olivier, can we, if he wasn't funded, presumably .fr would be prepared to, there's no point in having someone who's an observer who can't come to the meeting, so one assumes that he's got...
What's the point, sorry, Chris?
About funding.
Money.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume that he's actually got consent from .fr
to what?
To attend meetings and so on.
I suspect so, yeah.
Well,
yeah, no, of course.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's really hard because I don't. Do we have to vote on this, or what?
Yeah, in principle, again, according to the guidelines, because we have more than two candidates, there would be an email vote. But again, this is one of the guidelines. You can change and apply whatever.
No, I don't think that's appropriate. I think we should. The council should probably have a list vote, for want of a better term. So everyone's got a copy of the CV. Gabby, why don't you send a note out to everybody today or tomorrow to the council saying, can you please provide, you know, a vote within the next few days or something?
Okay.
Like that.
Just a word about Pierre. Pierre knows this industry far before the Paris meeting. I said he was visible in the Paris meeting, but he is very aware about CCTLD matters and was involved in the industry, particularly in Africa also. So he knows particularly well our industry, so I think...
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I think that's great, and I think we've got notes from both of them about who they are. So rather than having a discussion about individual personalities on the telephone, maybe we should just put it to a vote and see what happens over the next couple of days. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Can I just ask that at least everybody on this call takes the responsibility to lodge a vote with Gabby, so that we're not just having three or four people deciding, but we actually are all participating in the decision. That would be very helpful.
Okay.
What's next, Gabby?
We can go.
Did you ask me?
Sorry, say again.
Did you ask me something?
Yes, I said, what's next?
Working group update.
Okay. Well, the CCNSO GAC working group we've dealt with in the sense that Keith is going to come back to us at the weekend, and we'll hopefully have some information and format for the liaison working group in the next week or so. That's good. IANA working group. Olivier, you have nothing to say, basically.
I have sent and forwarded an old mail that was sent in September, and I have to admit that since those information, there were, I think, one message circulating in the Yana Working Group mailing list. So basically, I had no input from Ayana, but they are very busy at the moment with many important things. So, but the point was that we stopped activities with the when the interface for testing the new Yana interface that is planned to be deployed. We were testing this interface, and then the platform was shut down. And since that time, I suspect that Ayana has so many things to deal with that we didn't have a lot of communication with them about the activities. So at the moment, no much more than that the mail I sent to the council this morning.
Can I ask you, Olivier, given that your last meeting as a councillor is in Mexico, are you coming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Normally, I think, yeah.
I hope good. Can you arrange with the working group to
make a report and... Yeah, sure.
And also to appoint a new chair?
I can raise this to the working group, and it's somewhere in my agenda. Yeah.
Okay. Well, after Christmas and other celebrations, could we try and have the Ayana working group by the time we get to Mexico clear about membership and a new chair? Would that be okay?
I can raise the problem. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the goal is to try and push it out. I know you can't guarantee that you will, but let's try and do that, okay?
Yep.
And then we can work from there and see what comes next. So hopefully in Mexico we will have a new chair and the working group will be able to move forward. Okay.
One of the problems with that is that we should have implemented also a membership protocol that has not been implemented. So I think a lot of various things have to be, and that will be quite a work.
Okay, so can you liaise with Gabby and Bart and see if we can get that sorted out?
I'll liaise with Olivier in the next, the next couple of days, and we try to sort out and come up with a plan how to move forward.
Excellent. All right.
Okay, Olivier?
Thank you, Bart.
Okay. Excellent. Leslie, participation.
Indeed. The council will recall we presented a series of recommendations. I did undertake to try and write a final report from the working group. Unfortunately, events in .uk have kind of taken over my life at the moment, so that's only in draft form, but I will get some time to work on that, hopefully when I'm not working at Nominet over Christmas, and get that out of the way and submitted.
Hang on a second, you're not working at Nominet over Christmas?
No, I'm determined to have a break.
Well, Leslie, have a break. Actually, have a break.
Yeah, I know.
We've got until the end of February, so don't...
Okay, I'll relax.
Don't worry too much. It's not a problem. Okay. Tech Working Group, this is on the list just habitually. I'm not entirely clear, to be honest, what reports the Tech Working Group is supposed to do, other than the fact that Eberhard runs his Tech Day, which we're going to talk about in a minute, but we don't have anything specific to talk about in respect to the Tech Working Group. But I will undertake to talk to Eberhard in the next few weeks and get clear about what this working group is doing and why, and so by the time we have our next call, which, when is our next call, Gabby? Sometime in January? Hello, Gabby? Hello, Gabby. Okay, we'll come back to
Hi,
that.
I was on mute, sorry. it's on the 14th of January. No, 13th, sorry.
13th, yes. Yeah. The day after I get back from Christmas holidays. Great, okay. So I will try to get clear on the tech working group between now and then. Good. Okay, that takes us on to item number 6, which is the Mexico meetings agenda. Now, the CCTLD update session. Hopefully everyone's seen the note that I sent out and today, and the note that Don and Dottie and Peter sent out. I would just like to try and, as I said in my email, just try and deal with the principles about trying to not have just a series of this is what we've done since last we met updates. What do others think about that? Leslie, you were the first to respond, so...
I was, and that was really from the participation working group angle. I mean, I actually agree with the principles of what I think we're trying to achieve, Chris. I was more concerned about the message it was sending if we limited maybe too much the amount of time on these areas, because certainly the feedback from the research we did was people very much valued the knowledge and things that they took back from these presentations. Not everybody goes to sleep, Dottie. I think also it does help managers, or some managers anyway, demonstrate why it's important for them to continue to be involved in ICANN. Mm. And for some of them, you know, we have to accept they're not as engaged in ICANN policy development as maybe they could be, and they view this area of our agenda as actually giving them value, and that was really where my concern was coming from.
Yeah, I accept that,
I definitely didn't mean to imply that it didn't have value. I think it does, but I think what has more value is, you know, a sort of roll up your sleeves, elbows approach to it than a presentation.
Absolutely. I liked your suggestion about the round tables, Dottie, because I think one of the things is quite difficult, and I'm sure Chris must feel that as well, is about getting people to make input and actually discuss things amongst themselves, and the sort of presentation format doesn't easily enable that.
All right. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we agree that we've got time, so why don't we agree that that Dottie, me, Peter, Leslie, Patricio, and Oscar spend a little time on email working out how to run a CCTLD update session in Mexico that will be a template for moving forwards in the future and making it the most value it can possibly be.
I agree, but I would make it a bit wider in scope, in the sense that we might discuss how to define what content a meeting will have, in addition to the usual relations with the GAC, with the GCN, GNSO, and so on. The part that deals with how we can get something out of the meeting that will help us do a better job back at home. And
yeah,
certainly CCTLD update is part of it. I mean, what's new and exciting? What's happened that may be of interest to everyone, right? Everhard's Tech Day is also very valuable, I think. It's one of the... All the time I find something interesting in that day. I miss something similar, but in the more commercial side of our business. Like we just did in LECTLD, we just had a meeting on commercial aspects of the CCTLD work, and it was very, very interesting. I miss having a session on something like that. And also there is the more political, but at home. I mean, we have a lot of politics in our meetings, but ICANN politics. But I've heard of several CCTLDs that were things are happening in terms of relationship with the government or with the local community, and that might also be interesting to have something. So
I think that's an excellent suggestion, Patricio. I mean, I wonder if we aren't actually just inexorably heading back to the discussion that we've been trying to have for the last 6 to 9 months about having an admin workshop, and trying to actually, you know, spend some time on stuff that isn't technical, politics, policy, etc., etc. But if we put that little team together, we could actually come to that relatively quickly and simply, and actually come back to the council relatively quickly with some suggestions.
I think that's an excellent idea, Chris, and you're right. It's a conversation we've been sort of stalking around for a while that would be helpful to conclude.
Okay.
Well, Chris?
Just
a curiosity for Patricio. What do you mean by commercial? What do you see as a commercial particularity for CCs within? Is it a specific commercial activity for CCs independently of GTs? I'm just curious. It's just
some
curiosity.
That we cover. One thing was, for instance, some CCBLDs in our region do all the work themselves. Others have a registrar model, so we exchange information about that. Now, if you have registrars, there are things about how do you set the prices, do you do discounts by volume, do you require prepayment, things of that sort that are not technical.
Isn't this really business as opposed to commercial?
Do you do advertising? How do you measure how effective advertising is? Those sorts of things are examples of what
And you think there is a specific area for CCs with that, or is it something common with GTs?
It's comparative, Olivia.
Pardon?
It's comparative.
Okay. Sorry, it was just curiosity.
No, I understand, but it's comparative. It's looking at what others do and maybe, you know, looking at input. So maybe the way forward is for us to look at is to make it topic driven, not non-technical topic driven. So it might be politics.
Please have your passcode and conference leader's name available. A coordinator will assist you momentarily.
Thank you very much. That's very appreciated. Maybe it's about looking at things like, you know, as Patricio said, discounting, advertising. It's wider than that. Political relationships, interfacing with your government, all sorts of possibilities. And perhaps if we look at this as a long-term thing and say, look, let's imagine we're going to be doing this over the next 5 years. What are the topics that we would come up with? How would we deal with them? How can we provide seriously worthwhile input, debate, suggestions to the members at a CCNSO meeting on those sorts of things? And that doesn't mean that we can't still have, you know, a number of what we've done this year updates or what's really exciting updates, but we need to try and just sort of wrap it all up into one big parcel that isn't just the same old thing every time. And if we're serious about it, then I think we can probably turn it into something really worthwhile. And I'm quite happy to, you know, to designate serious, you know, reasonably large chunks of time for that in our meetings. I think that's very, very worthwhile, and certainly from a participation point of view would probably be very useful.
I would like to suggest that we don't have Tech Day as the first day. I don't think that works. That it should be later in the week.
Mm.
And also that if there
Dottie, one step at a time. If you want to do that, that's fine, but you have to talk to Eberhard.
What, is he the one who picks his time?
Yeah.
Well, no,
don't let him do that.
Isn't there a danger that we're having the discussion that I think Chris suggested we have as a group?
Exactly.
Now?
Yes.
Well,
so,
I was going to say the second half of that comment was that if we have any roundtable discussions at all, I think they should be early on because scuttlebutt from them gets around and people can talk in bars and lounges about the subject.
Yeah.
But if it's right at the end, you don't have any chance to go around and ask people questions and learn a little more or talk to somebody that you might have missed because you were at something else.
Sophie, I agree with you, and I think that Eberhard would be perfectly comfortable if we said, look, it's going to be a tech half day, not a tech whole day. And
You know what I think would make him really happy?
What?
Is a dinner after his tech afternoon.
Yeah. Okay.
He loves that. If he can take everybody to dinner who came, but he can't pay for it, so we have to have a sponsor.
We're coming, we'll get to that.
Okay.
So, Gabby, did you have a note of the people that I said?
I didn't because I was talking to the operator, but I will listen to the recording.
No, no, it's okay. It was me, Leslie, Patricio, Oscar, Peter, and Mark New, and we will work on coming up with a model for non-technical PCTLD specific discussions, and that's kind of bringing in admin and all sorts of things. All right?
Yep.
So if you send me a note in the morning with all the details and the names, and we'll set up a list, and I'll send a note out in the next couple of days, and we'll get something.
Which morning? Your morning or mine?
Yours, Gabby. Yours.
Okay, thanks. Chris, can I just interrupt? Sorry, I'm going to have to leave the call because I'm actually taking some time out from an event I'm also meant to be at.
Okay.
Is there anything you specifically need my input on before I drop off?
I don't think so. We're going to talk about of any consequence is the travel funding.
Right.
Which we're kind of clear on who's put their names forward. There was one thing, which is that none of the European Council members have put their names forward for travel funding, which is fine. One of the suggestions that I have is that given that we have spare funding, so to speak, is that the European members should reach out to a non-European member, to a non-member in Europe, and see if we can actually fund them to come.
That would be a great idea. I'd support that.
So we'll get to that when we get to it. But
okay.
But I'll send you if it's agreed. I'll send you a note, and we'll go from there.
Okay.
Chris.
Thanks. Apologies, everyone. It's just I'm still
working. Yes, Bart.
Yeah, Leslie, you might be interested in how to move forward with the geographic names paper from Annabeth and Hilda.
We've already had our fingers on that one, so I'm happy with it as it stands.
Excellent. Thanks, Leslie.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, guys.
Okay,
bye.
Take care. Bye. Okay, that brings us to 6.2 on the agenda, which is registrar session. Gabby, what do we need to do about this?
Well, I guess it's a little bit related to what we just talked about, but in Egypt, I had random people coming up to me suggesting that we should perhaps arrange a session with registries and registrars, because there are many registrars, for instance, that are registering domain names for the whole world, and they don't know the registries, and the registries don't know them, and so on and so on. So, and there were really random people, I'd say three or four random people coming up to me saying this. So when we came back, I sent out an email asking, do you think this is a good idea? And I had, I think, four replies, and they were all positive. I'm not sure we can arrange anything like this in Mexico, but perhaps if we're aiming at having something, you know, what we just talked about, maybe it would fit under that.
So this is
I just
about
wanted
getting,
to update you.
This is about getting registrars effectively that are GTLD and CCTLD registrars to come and talk to us from a CC perspective about what they do to sell our names and what we can do to help them.
Yeah, or you have another type of session. I think that was the unclarity we had. What type of session do you want to have with regard to registrars? Because it's a very, very broad relationship.
We've done this before. We had the guide from the German, from a German registrar, the name of which escapes me right now,
yeah.
and others come, effectively GTLD registrars who also do CCTLDs, coming and talking to us about, you know, marketing, for want of a better term, CCTLDs. Is that what we're talking about?
That could be a session.
It could be a. I had one interesting suggestion, and that was our CCTLD suggested that we should ask a registrar to have a presentation on the perfect registry from their point of view, so that
yeah.
registries know how they can be perfect.
Well, that would just basically be no policy and as cheap as possible.
Yes, but it would still be interesting. So it just
well,
was just a suggestion.
Not if they just say that, it wouldn't.
No, but you see, it's a bit of a broad topic, and that's why it's on the agenda, because what do the council members want from sessions?
So in Australia, for example, we have Australian accredited registrars that also are registrars for .uk.nz. And a lot of other CCTLDs as well, and most of our registrars also operate by registering GTLDs.
So is Melbourne IT still in Melbourne?
Yes, they are. So yes, indeed. So it's certainly an interesting topic that we might want to consider. I think it's definitely worthwhile from the point of view of. You know, providing information and to our members. So, can we, Gabby and Bart, can you do a bit more work on that and sort of come up perhaps with a suggestion of how we would do that and what sort of topics we would have? Is that possible?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Gabby, what's 6-3 other?
Well, that's anything else that you might want to talk about for the meeting.
Okay. Well, we've got a sort of very rough agenda. Our biggest issue in Mexico is going to be that we have got to spend, once again, a fair amount of time, just because of circumstance, discussing IDN. But I think we still have some gaps in the agenda that we could fill with other things. So I guess we should maybe make a call for topics and see what comes.
Sorry,
up.
Did you say call for topics?
For topics, yeah.
Well, I've done that, and actually the deadline for input is tomorrow.
Have you had any input?
Let me think. Not really.
No.
But I've sent out reminders as well, so it's not that
people
don't need read my emails, obviously, but...
Well, at least in part it has to do with the fact that for most people, the meeting at the beginning of March is like, you know, a decade away. they haven't actually started even thinking about it yet, so...
Mm-hmm. Yes, but the thing is, according to guidelines, et cetera, we need to come up with an agenda. I don't have the date in my head now, but it's like early January or something.
Yeah.
2 months in advance.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with having gaps in the agenda that say to be filled.
And it's
that's what we have currently.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And another thing is, if that new working group you just set up can come up with some basic ideas rather quickly.
Yeah.
Then we can use the Mexico meeting as an experiment for that.
Absolutely, I agree. All right, okay. Anyone else got anything on Mexico before we move on?
Well, when are we going to discuss travel?
We're coming to that, don't you worry.
Yeah.
That's number 9. Oscar, do you want to deal with the Mexico CC dinner? at this point?
I'm sorry?
Do you want to just mention about the CCTLD dinner in Mexico at this point?
Oh, yeah, I could mention about the sponsorship that you... As luckily we're proposing to co-sponsor the dinner, the CCTLD dinner, and well, we are just offering that, and I just sent that message to Gabby and see if we could make it.
Okay, so you want to get, obviously, you want to get some help with that, some other people to sponsor it. So, Gabby, we can make a call for others to sponsor. Let's say we are going to have a dinner in Mexico. It's going to be on whatever night it's going to be on. You will need to work out that from the point of view of the agenda, and that we have Black TLD sponsoring, but we'd like some help with that and see what people say.
Yeah, to that.
Okay.
Were the people who volunteered to sponsor the last one, were they people in Egypt or were they others?
Well, there wasn't one in Egypt.
I know there wasn't, but Gabby said there were sponsors in the wings ready to pay.
Yes, there were two sponsors that said they would be interested in sponsoring a dinner, but they sponsored a lunch instead. I'm not sure, Jan, one of them was China. I'm not sure, are you interested in sponsoring a dinner this time? Or, Jan, are you on the call?
Yes, I'm not sure.
Hello, Jan, are you there?
Yes.
There's a weak voice. Hello?
You're very faint, Jan, you'll need to speak up a bit.
Okay, yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, at this point I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
Because our next year budget wouldn't come out yet, so.
Okay. But if we send a call out for interest, then you'll be able to respond in a reasonable time, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Well, Gabby, why don't you do that, and we'll see how we go.
Yep.
But Oscar, you can pretty much rest assured that we will have one, and we'll find people to help. And to co-sponsor, and so you should probably just get on with organizing it, okay?
Yep.
Excellent. Preferably in Mexico City. I don't particularly want to have to go to Cancun for dinner.
What a change.
Yeah, exactly.
That's going to be
that thing. What was that, Jan? Yeah, absolutely. Gabby, item number 7, ICANN board nominations.
Yes, they ended on Monday, and we only had one valid candidate, and that was Michael Silver, so we don't need any election. Hooray.
So in May, when Demi steps down from the board, Michael Silber will be our new CCNSO representative on the board. We probably need to pass a resolution to that effect, because under the bylaws, it's actually the council's responsibility to appoint somebody. So, but you draft the necessary resolution and we'll just pass it on the list.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I was hoping to do it this morning, but I didn't have the time, so...
No problem.
I'll send it around.
I have a couple of observations about this.
Yeah?
Yes, Patricia.
One is that... what does it mean that you only have one candidate? I mean, it's good because we save ourselves the hassle of an election, but... what does it mean that we don't have more people willing to become board members on behalf of the CCTLD community? Is there a lack of interest, or perhaps it is not very relevant to our business to be on that board? That's one thing that might be a worry perhaps for the future. And the other one is that even if it is just one candidate and there's no voting, It would be nice to hear from Michael to know what he intends to do, what he thinks about his role in the board will be. We all know him personally, and I'm sure he will be a fine board member, but as a matter of procedure, perhaps we could ask for a little statement from anyone wishing to become a board member on our behalf.
Okay. Patricia, I agree with you. To answer both of your questions, in respect to the last one first, I agree, and maybe what we should do is we don't have any rush with this, so we could... given that under the bylaws it's actually a council decision, maybe what we could do is ask Michael to be on our call in January and discuss it with him then and ask him some questions. That seems to me to be a very sensible way of dealing with your second point, which I think is very valid. And if that's okay with everybody, then we could do that. In respect to the first one, Patricio, it's a very interesting question. Let me say that I actually approached Michael and asked him if he would consider nominating for the board. And it took him a fairly long time to actually come to that decision. He thought about it. Sorry, when I said that, what I mean is I said, would you be prepared to have me nominate you? And it took him 3 weeks to actually agree, and he went and talked to his family and to .za. And I think it's a lot to do with the fact that almost everybody involved in this space understands that it is a serious commitment from a time point of view, and that you don't get paid for it at this stage. You might get paid for it in the future, but right now you don't. And you have to have support in your home country. So it's not something that is undertaken, I think, lightly. And so for that reason, I think that serious nominees do actually think it through very carefully and make a decision based on the fact that they're going to have to volunteer a significant amount of time. So I'm not sure that necessarily answers your first point, but it gives you at least a little bit of background.
Chris, I can just add to that I know that the NOMCOM has problems in finding candidates for to appoint them to the ICANN board as well, for the exact reasons that you mentioned. Mm. So it's not a CCTLD problem.
No. So, but Patricio, would getting him on the call in January be useful for you, do you think?
Yeah, well, I was thinking more of a statement. Like, in this case, it might be an acceptance statement, since he's going to be our designated board member, I think. I don't think there's a question about that. But I think it would be useful to know more about how he views his role there.
All right. Well, why don't we do that then? Why don't I ask him to do that? And why don't we get that sent out to the list, and then perhaps we can deal with it on the list, and if necessary, ask him to join our call in January.
And you want me to proceed with say, preparing the resolution in the next couple of days so we can take the vote?
I don't think there's no rush, but we're not obliged to provide that resolution by any particular time.
No, that's why I ask.
So sit tight for now, and I'll ask Michael to provide us with a note, and then we'll discuss it on the list, and if we want to get him on the call in January, we can, and then we'll make the decision in January.
Okay, yeah, that was my question. Yep.
Fantastic. Excellent. Gabby, number 8, council elections update. We've dealt with that, haven't we?
I'm sorry, I will have to leave. I will have to do some things. Thank you. I apologize.
No problem, Oscar. See you.
Bye bye.
I'm not sure. Anyway, the elections ended this night, and Yangam had most votes, so she's re-elected basically.
Okay, excellent. And you'll send.
And I will submit an election report.
Marvelous. Fantastic. which brings us to travel funding. Now,
I never received anything from you about travel funding. So
Sorry.
I didn't, when you said the call for funding, I have not seen that.
Okay.
I emailed you about 3 times.
You did?
Well, everyone in the North American region, and I, so...
Okay, sorry. I had an email, nothing's new.
Let me run through where we've got to, Dottie, so that
right.
you're clear and everybody else is clear.
Mm-hmm.
This is the current situation. The following people have asked for funding.
Mm-hmm.
And effectively, we should approve. Youngam Lee is the person from the Asia Pacific region. Victor Chiza is the person from the African region. Patricio from the LAC region. We don't have any nominees from the European region, and we don't have any nominees from the North American region. So, Dottie, I think that it would probably, you might want to consider whether you actually would like to take advantage of the funding for the North American region to attend the Mexico meeting.
Well, I'd rather go to one that's farther away. Because Mexico is easy to get to.
Yeah,
but you know, we need
but
your to.
The region would say the same thing.
You would say the same thing? Yeah.
North America could take this loss.
Well,
Dottie.
Ron Sherwood needs to be.
No, hang on, we'll get to Ron in a minute.
Okay,
Ron's not a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
You need to think about whether you don't have to make a decision now, but you need to think about in the next couple of days whether you want to take advantage of the funding for Mexico. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, we also have the following people. We have Eberhard, who needs to be funded for Tech Day, and I don't think that's the problem. We should probably also fund we've had one application for funding from a member, and that's Gabby, that's .cr?
Yes, Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. So we should put that in. We have Ron I've dealt with. We should also fund whoever we decide in the next couple of days as our GNSO observer, that's either Pierre or
Arjun.
Yes, thank you. We should offer them funding. I would suggest that it would be sensible for us to fund also the Geographic Region Working Group member. Dave, I don't think does need funding, but I suspect that Fahd from Jordan would probably appreciate the funding, so that's another one. I would like to suggest that if we do agree that Michael Silber is going to be our nominee on the board, that we should offer him the ability to come to the Mexico meeting, notwithstanding that he's not going to be appointed to the board until May, but we should offer him the ability to come to the Mexico meeting so that he can be involved in Mexico. And that takes us to a grand total of 10, which means that we actually, that is assuming that Dottie, you decide you want to do it. That leaves us with another 7 that we can fund, because we actually have got funding left over from Cairo. And I'd like to suggest that what we do is basically in respect, pretty much what I said to Leslie, which is in respect to the European region, we should ask our European councillors to find a European CCTLD manager who doesn't normally attend ICANN meetings and isn't necessarily a member. Who we could fund. I also think, Patricio, I don't know if there's anyone left in Latin America or the Caribbean, or Patrick, maybe in the Caribbean. We could perhaps fund a Caribbean or Latin, or both even, person who's not yet involved to get them to come along.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I haven't thought about that. It's a possibility. We have to consider.
Is there a deadline for applying to this funding?
Yeah, it's the 23rd of December.
Okay.
Well, no, not really. The funding working group needs to submit the names on the 23rd of December. Before, you know, this funding committee needs to have all names actually by tomorrow. But of course, we can extend that to next week. But we should really have it before the 23rd because that's the day we need to submit it to ICANN.
Yeah, but they actually need to go to ICANN by the 23rd, Gabby. Is that right?
Yes, they need to go to ICANN.
Okay, fine. But basically, Patricia and Patrick, you would have until the 23rd to come up with somebody.
Yeah.
I can work with Patricia and Austin.
I'm sure you can manage to do that.
Yeah.
But then the travel fund committee must. Well, you have to be prepared to do select. Well, because imagine we suddenly get 10 names.
I agree.
I prefer to have it a little bit earlier, to be honest, if you could have it by the 19th, perhaps.
Okay. Gabby,
I think we should not lose the distinction between this funding and the one for the fellows. If we want to new people to become involved, there's fellowship for that. This is supposed to be to fund people that will contribute to the meeting, to the running of the meeting significantly, like working group chairs, people of that sort.
Yeah.
They can always give a CCTLD update.
Can I ask about the carry forward of the funding? When does that expire? Because the fiscal
end of
year
the,
is... What?
The end of the financial year, which is in...
June 30th, right?
Yeah, yep. So it includes Sydney, yeah, Dottie.
So I would think that it would be more important. Well, I guess you're close to Sydney. It just depends on where you are.
Yeah, Dottie, I'm not saying you have to take it. I'm just saying if you want it, you can have it.
But be aware, this is just economy flights.
but you can upgrade yourself. That's not a problem.
That's actually not really true because, it's a discussion within ICANN if whether you can take a ticket which is upgradable or not. So I'm not 100% sure about that.
Every ticket's upgradable.
No, it's not because there are tickets that are bought very cheaply and this is what ICANN is heading for and they're not upgradable unless you use air miles or whatever, but they're not. Because, yeah, I've been on the discussions about this. I didn't know about this either.
Okay. But look, I mean, all I'm really saying is it doesn't matter if we don't take them all up for Mexico, but I think if we have an opportunity to take some of them up with people that we think should be there, especially in the Latin American and Caribbean region, which is an easy trip in the sense of timing and can... And takes up less of their time, and so therefore it might be worth us actually identifying some Latin American or Caribbean people who can come to the meeting, do reports, be involved, and get the benefit of it. And I appreciate your point, Patricia, about the fellowship. I understand that. You're right. But this is something we're in control of, so we should probably take advantage of that, I think.
Another thing, I have a question about Everhart. In the fact that we will be funding him out of this money now, does it mean that will not be getting the support he has getting in the past from ICANN directly to run the tech day?
Yeah, the support he got from ICANN previously was an ad hoc arrangement that we put in place to deal with the interim period while they were considering how to deal with funding.
Okay. In that case, it is possible, I don't know if anybody has asked him, that he might need some funding for speakers in the tech day.
Yes, that has been talked about, and in fact I had a conversation with Doug Brent today, situation is that Eberhard cannot come up, it won't be able to come up with a speaker, identified speaker, in time for the close off of funding, but Doug agreed this afternoon when I spoke to him that we could put a placeholder in place for a Tech Day speaker. So we would fund the Tech Day speaker, but we didn't have to actually identify who that was at this stage.
Good.
So that's dealt with, I haven't told Eberhard that yet, but I'll tell him tomorrow, and then he can work on that over the next sort of few weeks to figure out who's going to be the speaker.
May I ask a question?
Yes, Jan.
In a financial year, totally, how many people could we support travel funding?
Gabby, how many is it per meeting?
It's 12 in total, but that includes the 3 NOMCOM appointees, so it's 9 plus the 3 NOMCOMs, so 9 every meeting, like,
yeah.
9 unidentified people.
So ignoring the NOMCOM.
So 9 per meeting or 9 per year?
9 per
no,
meeting.
No, it's 9 per meeting, and you can, within the fiscal year, bring over the unused funding to the next meeting. So for this meeting, we have actually 17 people we can fund, except the NOMCOM people, because we only used one last time.
Okay. Is that clear, Jan?
Okay. So okay. 9 people per meeting.
Yeah, and then it rolls forward to the next meeting. So... Yeah. So if you until you get to June, so to July. So if we've got 17 that we can fund right now,
mm-hmm.
we're going to fund at least 10, and that leaves 7. If we don't fund any more than 10, then we have 7 plus 9 for the Sydney meeting. But then that's it. It starts again with 9. For the October meeting.
So when is the financial year end?
End of June.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Okay.
Okay. So people that funded got to be CCCLD managers.
No, they have to be people who are going to contribute to our meeting.
Okay.
So they can be speakers, they can be liaisons, they can be observers, they can be those sorts of people.
Okay.
Gian, if you go to our website, on the first page there's a blue box. If you click on that, and there are all documents and every information you need on that, you can find that there.
Okay. I'm going to
look at it. So what I'd like to suggest is that we've identified a number of people. We've got Youngham, Victor, Patricio, Mario Guerra from Costa Rica, Eberhard plus a speaker, Ron, the GNSO observer, the Geographic Working Group member, Michael Silver. That's 10. We've possibly got Dottie, that's 11. Yeah, and so we do have other funding available for another 6 people. If the Caribbean area or the Latin American area or the European area wants to identify significant CCTLD people to come, they should do so within the next week and notify us. Okay.
Okay.
Is everyone okay with that? Sorry, Jan, you're going to have to speak up. I can't hear you.
Okay. Is that true?
You can have someone from the AP region as well. Yes.
Oh, okay.
The only thing, Chris, sorry, yeah. This is but the only thing is that say the travel fund committee needs to meet either not. next week, but the week after, just before Christmas, to have it sorted out.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll arrange that. Gabby and you and I will work on that. We'll send a note out to everybody, giving you a deadline.
So Gabby,
can you send a note out of the agreed list, and how many spaces are available, and the deadline? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. That takes us to item number 10, which is any other business. Is there any other business?
Well, except the thing with Ahmed, what Ahmed best friend, I've also wanted to ask people about sponsoring dinner, if anyone wants to volunteer now.
You've covered.
Sorry, not the dinner, the lunch.
I'm sorry, Gabby, say that again.
The lunch, we wanted to ask if anyone is interested in sponsoring the lunch, not the dinner, the lunch.
Just send a note out to the list.
Okay.
So that leaves us with the geographic names issue.
Hello?
Everyone has hopefully seen the input from our geographic names working group, which is built around the resolutions that we passed in Los Angeles.
Yeah, but before going into this, I had my phone in mute and didn't realize. I wanted to say something about the previous thing.
Yes.
Is it possible to have an estimate of how much would it mean to sponsor a lunch? How much money is required?
I don't know, but I need to find out by the people that are arranging that.
Yeah,
so if you're just interested, I will notify the people arranging it, and they will liaise with you directly.
Okay.
I think it's...
Does that mean you're interested?
Yeah, if that's possible, to
see
how much we need. Hello?
Jan, I can't... You are very faint. You need to speak really loudly.
Do you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that possible to figure out... at least to have some rough idea... how much we're going to need for dinner?
I have to ask Oscar. I think about
Oscar, that. Yeah, let Oscar work on that. Jan, you don't have to agree. You just have to say I'm interested, and then we'll work on the numbers. And then if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Okay.
So.
But if I could get some rough idea.
Yeah, I understand.
How much it's going to be? That'd be helpful.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Are we done on all of that now? Good. So, that leaves us with the Geographic Names Working Group report. This is based on... This has been built around the two resolutions that the council passed in Los Angeles. I would very much like the council to be able to endorse the working group report and have that sent out. The deadline, as a submission, the deadline is the 15th of Los Angeles time, the 15th of December. I don't think we actually have enough people on the call to pass that resolution. Gabby, can you send a note out today to the council saying that the proposal is that the council endorses the working group report as a council submission to the ICANN call for input on the draft application guidebook, and ask everybody to respond to you by UTC Sunday, midnight Sunday. Gabby?
Sorry, I was on mute again. Yes, you wanted me to today send out a note. Yes,
yeah,
I will do that.
I think everybody needs an opportunity to read it. It shouldn't be that controversial. It is basically built around the resolutions that we passed in Los Angeles. So if we could ask councillors to consider whether we could actually send this in as a council input, that would be very powerful, I think, and something that we should seriously consider doing. Does anybody want to make a comment on that right now? No. Okay.
When was the deadline for the councillors?
It's the comments close on the 15th, and I don't know what time it is on the 15th, Gabby, but I guess it's some Los Angeles time.
Yeah, and it's a Monday.
Yeah, so it's a Tuesday for me. It's a Monday for those in the Americas. So, Gabby, if you can send that out now. It's asking all councillors to consider to say we would like, the proposal is that we endorse this input to the draft application guidebook comment period and see if we can get consensus on the list that that's what we should do.
And submit it as a CCNSO council document or resolution.
Document.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Anybody have a problem with that? Okay, good. Gabby, do we have anything else on the agenda?
No.
Does anybody have anything else they'd like to talk about right now?
Hi, this is Keith Drazik. Sorry, I just wanted to let you all know that I joined a little bit late but didn't want to interrupt, so I've been on the call.
Well, congratulations, Keith.
Thank you.
Had we said anything important, I've no doubt you would have interrupted. Okay, well, unless there's any other business, I guess we can close the call and I can go to bed. So.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, nothing else. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day and I'll talk to you all soon.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.